You are listening to Human Machine, a program that airs each Saturday on WGXC 90.7 FM. Research in various scientific fields examine a speculative next stage in human evolution. Many predict an imminent human transformation based on increasing computer processing speed and manufacture, which will merge technological and human architectures. In this series, we will present projects and research about the horizons of the human machine. The program alternates weekly between Jeremy Kelly's curation of machine systems influence composers and Maximilian Goldfarb's assembly of materials that depict the convergence of humans and technology. Episodes will be thematically arranged to cover topics such as autonomous vehicles, medicine, sexual relations, space inhabitation, nanotechnology, slavery, warfare, labor, bioresearch, prosthetics and agriculture, all areas examined in relation to our subject of human-machine advancement.
Suckle and honey suck. O rose, thou art sick. Oh, the vision and the void. The blood sickle cuts the honey suck. And little children's heavy heads. My dreams are all in my bed. Innocences, innocences, innocences dripping red. In dreams I'll walk with you. In dreams I'll talk with you. In dreams you're mine.
Secret domain. This is a story about three little piggies. Three little piggies who never went to market, especially on a Friday afternoon, when they stayed at home. And let other people bring home the bacon. And they still do. But the rashers get thinner and thinner, thinner. And life's knives get sharper and sharper.
Miss Moshka has given its last pound of flesh. Their coffers was full for the emptiness. A curse for a nighttime and a curse for a lifetime. 3 months have gone, and 6 months of due time. Threatening squirrels, it's shut up and pay time for three little piggies, wither and decay time. Happy to goodbye time. The 3 months have gone, it's 6 months to pay time. As we have seen, the guilty have no pride, but their lies do lead to their own suicide. As Milchka has given its last pound of flesh, young coffins will fill their hearts' emptiness. Grin, my angels are coming from deep within. Now you have heard, I can't help but grin. My demons are coming from deep within. Once full will be emptiness. This bush cow has given its last pound of flesh. Young coffins will fill their hearts' emptiness. This bush cow has given its last pound of flesh. Their coffers once full will be emptiness. This bush cow has given its last pound of flesh. Young coffins will fill their hearts' emptiness.
We'll be right back. Everything was gone, though. What remained, although small, nevertheless was occupied with an essential task of verification. I was looking around as best I could, recording what I saw. The small, circular chamber had a domed, greyish-tan ceiling with ribs appearing at intervals of about a foot. Across the room to my right, some clothing was thrown on the floor. As a matter of fact, the thought even crossed my mind that the place was actually dirty. The whole skin was small, tight, and closed. Time moving out, moving around, moving around, and speed, their quickness was disturbing, and in a curious way, ugly. An acute gnawing feeling of being in a trap overcame me. It was a truly awful sensation. I was absolutely helpless in the hands of these strange creatures. I was seated on a bench, leaning against a wall. The predominant colors were tan and gray. The bench was the same color as the walls and was rimmed by a lit dark brown. There was something quite beautiful, I think, having to do with a lens and ceiling. But I can remember looking about it. Perhaps there was a lens out of the ceiling through which some colourful scene could be observed. There was no way to be certain of how long I remained in this room. It seemed to be a stay no more than a few minutes or even seconds. It may have been longer, though, because I had time to look around again. Totally paralyzed, I was now able to move at least my eyes and possibly my head.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have been listening to the program Human Machine on WGXC. Listen on Saturday mornings to subsequent episodes, where we continue our conversation on the nature of being in an age of human-machine evolution.